Good morning, good afternoon, glory days to all. I'm going to make this very brief. Welcome to Layla's Journey, IFO Memoirs. Today is September 15th, Thursday, 11:57 Eastern Standard Time. I'm just having me a nice banana. And I just want to say how glad I am that God has me listening to Him, that I can find my obedience in Him, that I can hold steadfast. I want people to come in and enjoy this podcast and just meet me royally where I am. I know we can go through so much these days, but sometimes we just have to stop and say, what do I need to take care of now? I can have my phone in my hand some days and I'm making phone calls to the bill collectors or the creditors or whomever, trying to establish a regular, ordinary day for myself. And then come to find out that it just, time has gone by and I really haven't gotten anything done. What I really want to do. And today I sat down and I said, Lord, what do I need to do today? And you know what I did? I reached out and I spoke with my cousins, my mother's brother's daughters, whom we haven't shared a lot of time together, but you just know in your heart and in your gut when something just grabs on hold to you and you're like, I have to talk to them. That's going to be important to me today. And man, I could, men, women, children, whomever is listening, I could feel the love coming through the phone. I said, I just wanted to hear them. And you know, we were laughing about so many different things and it just felt really good. It's easy to love other people or, you know, just be going on a day-to-day nonchalant moving, just moving about, just living. And living is, you know, grabbing hold of your roots to me and saying, this is me, this belongs to me, and they belong to me. They were God-sent, they're God-fearing, and they belong to me. You know, everything that's close to you sometimes cannot be a breakthrough. And that's maybe what I want to get to. I feel like I had a breakthrough. You know, I want a breakthrough. I want things to evolve and change in my life. I want my course of action, you know, to be, if I have lemons, I'm going to make lemonade. You know, I want to be action driven so that I can live in the moment, live healthy. That's what my IFO, my hashtag IFO journey through this life with Layla is about. Smelling scented candles and having a candle scent going like Caribbean orange. I buy candles sometimes and they end up sitting. If I light them, that's really wonderful. What about lighting the internal flame within yourself? Things and surroundings and quotes and all of those are really, really nice to familiarize yourself with what may be going on the planet. But what about when you actually take action to do something? And that's what I'm holding on to. What is making me be succinct in my life? Because that's what I want. The people that I know who I grew up with, those some of the, to take away some of the past, maybe tragedies or inaccurate ways of living that may have occurred in the past and bring those to the present. I'm going to have welcome and have all my listeners come in and join me as I take some of the things out of the past and bring them current into the future, because I know that I have loving, caring family and relationships that have been surrounding me, and I'm going to be humble in those and know that in my journey moving forward with those that I make here through my IFO memoirs and journeys are going to be something anew, and then the ones that I have had already there waiting that were given to me by the glory of God. I hope you all have a very, very beautiful and blessed wherever your day begins and wherever you decide that you want to be in your day. Make it so that you're in your day. The day doesn't take over you. Be where you want to be at in your day. If you need to go out and water the flowers and spend a little time pruning and picking them, take that time out to do that. If you don't feel like doing it and you feel like maybe you just need to get up and get in the bath, maybe just run some water on you, maybe everything is just not going the way that you want it to, I encourage and motivate you to take the one thing that you could possibly do that's going to motivate you and encourage you to do it, to do that. Even if it's just a phone call or whatever you may be resisting, just a milestone for yourself, and take that and move with that. I encourage you and I motivate you. I motivate you to claim it. I motivate you to have a prayer with someone. Call a family member. Reach out. Make an action. Be obedient. Be courageous. Most of all, let's begin with some love. Real succinct love. Pinch yourself. Know that you're there. Know that you mean something. I mean something. I mean something. I want to mean something to me. I want to be prosperous. I want to be fulfilled in the joy. I want my cup to be almost filled, and I want yours to be almost filled. Yes. Let's motivate and encourage. Let's fill up our cups. Thank you very much for your time. If anyone has time and they want me to join in on a talk or a conversation, I welcome that as well. Share if you'd like. If someone needs something uplifting, share. Let's journey with me. Thank you for listening. I'm Layla, and this is my podcast, IFO, the memoir.